turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? Let me ask you this loaded question without saying what we're all excited about, because we can't talk about it yet. That's happening later on today. Abby, what are you excited about in your life right now?
That's not what's happening at 10:30 a.m. today.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Can I be honest? Nothing.
Nothing. There's nothing exciting that you're looking forward to on the calendar. Nothing at all.
I had something exciting this weekend that I'll talk about next week, why I had to cancel it. I was supposed to go out of town with my mom this weekend, and we had to cancel it. So now I'm like figuring out, what am I going to be excited about this weekend? Because I had plans and now I don't have plans, and now I need plans and I need fun things to do.
Were they big plans?
They were big plans.
Ah, dang it.
I know. So now I don't have plans and nothing to be excited about. So life is boring again.
I'm sorry. Is there any part of you when that happens? Because this happens to me, even if it's big plans, that once I get over like the, oh man, we're not going to be doing that thing, there's some relief that I have a whole free weekend.
No, I was staying at a bucket list hotel that I really wanted to stay at. It was going to be a free weekend because my mom was going to be there. So she was going to pay for everything. And we were going to go to like all these great restaurants and hit up some cocktail bars and no, we're not.
Dang it. Let's try this exercise, because everybody has something that they're excited about if you don't identify it. So what is even a little thing that you're excited about?
I'm excited that I have ice cream in my freezer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's something to build
on.
Okay.
That's something to build
that's
on.
That's a sad win, but it's a win.
It is. How are you doing, Mo?
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
I think I'm following up with Abby.
Is there ice cream in your freezer at least?
I think it's old. I think it's got a little bit of frostbite in it. Nah, I'm seeing my family. I'm excited to see my family this weekend.
Okay, good.
That's about all I got.
You need that.
I certainly do.
You do need that.
I can use some family time right now.
Cassie,
you know,
is there anything?
Live, laugh, toaster bath. My motto these days.
This is the most pathetic morning show. There's got to be something. I think this is what this exercise is for. Although they say that this is a great question to ask on a date, because you're usually asking the standard questions like, what are you doing? But when you say, hey, what are you excited about? When that person gets excited, they associate that excitement and those good feelings with the person that's asking. So okay. There has to be something going on that we can embrace and appreciate.
There is. So I'm heading to a big podcast conference next week, and you'll be there too. It's in Chicago, which I'm really excited about.
Well, somewhat. It's snowing.
Yeah. Well, I think that'll be cool, even though everything I have now is spring and summer in my, you know, 5-outfit wardrobe. But I kind of got bit by the tattoo bug. And Chicago's where my husband Chad and I got engaged.
Here we go.
Already?
So, a new tattoo?
I already have one booked in April in New York.
Wow.
So I'm kind of toying with the idea of getting, he doesn't know this, but a tattoo when we're like done with the conference during the day and if I have time in the evening, and coming home and surprising him with some kind of like homage to our engagement, because that's where we got engaged. Aww. But I do kind of believe that couples tattoos can be the kiss of death. So I'm trying to think of a fun way. Now, you and Amanda, what you guys have aren't couples tattoos, they're travel tattoos. This would specifically be an homage to our engagement.
If you can survive living in an RV with this man with your two kids for however long, you will survive a tattoo.
The tattoo took us down.
No. Cassie, take a picture of the RV to Chicago and just have him do a whole back piece of just the RV.
That there's an RV, Claudia. Yeah, we'll do that.
I'm guessing that's a part of her life she's going to want to forget.
Yeah.
Not look down and see every day. I said this when you got your tattoo, and I said the same thing with Mikey and Jackson also. Very few people just get one tattoo. You rarely meet somebody that just has one. You get one, and for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. Maybe you're over the fear or whatever, but very few people just have one.
Once I got one, I was like, oh, okay, I'm not all the things in my head that I don't know. Like, I grew up with parents who are very anti-tattoos, so it was hard to break the barrier for me, but I broke it with my mom. And so now I'm like, ink me up. Except I'm going to look dumb. That's the only thing. I feel like tats look really good on people who weightlift and not on people who look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. So it's going to be great. Oh, that's very kind of you.
There is a place on your body, though, where you can get one where it'll stop you. Like, it'll be painful enough, because that's how I was. I was addicted to them until I got the one on my back, and I was like, yeah, I think I'm done.
Was it like right over the spine or something?
It's on my entire back. So, but when he went down the spine, I was like, yeah, this is my last tattoo. I'm all set.
I think you were out the day I was talking to these guys about tattoos. Now there are tattoo places that are offering anesthesia where you go to sleep, like if you're doing your whole back.
Oh, that's the wussification of tattoos.
If you want it done in like a whole day, because you probably had to go back a couple of different times, right?
I should have. It took 3 hours in total. And at like the hour and a half point, he was like, we can come back tomorrow. But I was traveling. So I was like, nah, we got to get this done today.
So now you go in there and they have a licensed anesthesiologist there. They put you under, do your whole back or your both sleeves, whatever you want. But it's like $15,000.
Oh, yeah. Now I take the pain.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll take that anesthesia.
I'm always looking for a reason to take anesthesia. Let's see. I got a ton of stuff. The thing today. Also, Chicago next week. I am looking forward to that. Then I'm going to the Caribbean with Amanda. We're just like two ships passing in the night a lot of times, man, because she's got a young kid. I've got an 18-year-old that's now playing soccer, and he's all over the place. So anytime I get one-on-one just with her is great. So we're going away. And then I've got friends coming in this weekend that are attending my quote-unquote rave party that starts at 7 o'clock, and we'll be over by 10. So there's plenty of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, not to rub it in, but I got a lot of good stuff going on. One, this billboard tattoo will be over tomorrow.
Yes.
So I will finally have my forehead back to be, you know, as my own.
Wait, we don't have a fifth one for Friday?
Yeah, it'll be over tomorrow after the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second, we have to remedy that.
No. We got the one today, we got one tomorrow, but after the show tomorrow, my forehead belongs back to me.
Just a technicality here also while we're on this. This only stays on during the show, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Correct. Only, yeah, now.
Yeah. I think we all know what I'm thinking here.
Yeah, okay. I know. So I'm doing...
That got to be extra rate. You got to charge more.
Right?
Yeah, way more.
So throughout the show, you'll see me do my makeup from my eyebrows down. And then right after the show, I'm going to remove this. And I brought a hat to cover my forehead.
Yeah, you don't want to do what we're going to be doing later on today with that thing on your forehead.
Seems like a chill dude. He wears a lot of hats. So I thought it'd be cool if I wore a hat too.
You said too much.
I know. So Granny and Papa Bill are coming into town tomorrow to watch Jimmy and his first T-ball game on Saturday.
Oh, how cool.
So I get to see him play baseball, like an actual T-ball game for the first time on Saturday. And he's got his at-bat music, his walk-up music, which we have been listening to nonstop.
Cute.
I've learned way more about Jimmy hats than I ever wanted to know. So we got that. Then we have your rave on Saturday night. So Granny and Papa Bill are going to babysit so we can get crunk and then probably be home by 9:30 or 10?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And then we have a really cool spring break planned that I'm really excited about. So we're all going to go to the Keys together for the first time.
Great.
So I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah, I got a lot of stuff. And
there's always something.
Yeah.
There's always something.
There's a lot.
Even if it's ice cream.
Yeah.
Even if it's ice cream. That's something, right? All right. Speaking of that billboard, let's focus on that for a second before we get into the entertainment buzz.
Yeah. So this is actually going to be the same couple we talked to yesterday who own the Oak Tree Camps summer camp. They did a double donation and did a double rental. And no, it's not buy two, get one free. They paid full price for both. So for $1,000 today, donated to Burt's Big Adventure, which means Gwen and Eli donated $2,000 to Burt's Big Adventure.
Thank you guys.
My forehead is being sponsored by ADC Builds. That's Ajahi Design and Construction. Ajahi Design and Construction. And they wrote, head and shoulders above the rest. Unlike that DIY job, ADC Build. And they did another special for Burt Show listeners.
Did they really?
Exclusive for the Burt Show listeners. Mention the Burt Show and get a free 3D model rendering for any room of your choice. ADCBuilds.com. We have Gwen and Eli on the line.
I love these guys. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'll start off the same way this morning as I did yesterday, thanking you guys for Burt's Big Adventure. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, once again, it was for a great cause, and I hope you had a great opportunity to exfoliate that forehead, getting that tattoo off your head.
Yes, I did. There is something very, very satisfying when I pull that temporary tattoo off at the end. So, Gwen and Eli, I was happy to see you did not cancel your order today, because I'm assuming you were very happy with the coverage you got yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely, we were.
All right, tell us a little bit about ADC Builds, please.
Yeah, so when it came to construction, finding the right team can make or break your project. So that's why we started Ajayi Design and Construction. It was 13 years ago when we started flipping houses, and we just saw firsthand the need for reliable contractors who were affordable and also can dig into the details. So fast forward to today, we specialize in custom home builds, renovation, remodels all across Atlanta and outside the perimeter in greater metro Atlanta. For example, Mo, South.
In Marietta.
Yeah, so, got it.
We go up to Marietta, but that's north.
I've learned.
Yes, we also do 3D rendering to satisfy your final walkthrough, and we walk you through every detail. We also team up with real estate agents across, not real estate, but real estate investors outside of Georgia, helping them evaluate property deals around Atlanta, estimating their ROI, and creating a space that makes dollars and cents. So, like I said, we have a great promotion for Berkshire listeners. If you mention that, we'll give you a free 3D remodel for a room of your choice. And then you can contact us at adcbuilds.com. contact@adcbuilds.com is our email, and that's A as in Apple, D as in Dog, C as in Cat, builds.com.
Oh, you good.
And we can build something amazing together.
We can build something amazing together. I taught you that, Gwen.
That's real good. Well, on behalf of Berks Big Adventure, right?
Eli's no dummy. He knows to let Gwen do the talking, because she knows what she's talking about.
All
right, again, if you're watching any of our videos today, nice. We have rented out the space on Kristen's beautiful forehead. Mm-hmm. So they will be up online on all of our videos today. All right, you guys, thanks and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Kanye West's most recent behavior regarding its kids might actually have legal ramifications for Kim Kardashian, the mother of his kiddos. So if you missed this last week, I brought up the fact that Kanye West had actually had Northwest with him at his home or at his studio, and he apparently had invited the Tate brothers over. And if you don't know who like Andrew Tate is, he at one point had like trafficking charges against him. I mean, this guy allegedly not a good dude.
This morning, I think his girlfriend just came out. Did you hear about this morning?
No.
This morning, his girlfriend came out and said that he got extra physical with her.
Behind closed doors.
And I think has pressed charges. That really? Just came out this morning, yeah.
So that's the kind of charges that you're going to see against this guy. So when Kim Kardashian heard that they had been invited to be in the same building as her children, she immediately called authorities to be able to get them out of that situation. And I'm sure a lot of people were like, okay, well, why couldn't you just, you know, go pick them up? Like, why do we have to make a big deal? Well, Dr. Phil actually says that if Kim Kardashian doesn't try and get a handle on Kanye West's behavior, where he's potentially putting his kids in danger, it could actually mean legal problems for her.
What we do not want is for these children to wind up in foster care, because that system is broken. And what will happen with these kids? And you'd think, well, with this kind of money, they're not going to wind up in foster care. That's wrong. If DCF gets involved and thinks one parent is not reacting and the other parent is unstable, they will take them. Now, they're likely to put them with a family member rather than strangers. But you don't want these children hung out to dry.
That's pure bull. None of these kids are going to foster care.
No.
That's just for a headline.
Yeah. And I also, too, I'm like, none of us know what Kim is trying to do behind the scenes mm-hmm. to protect her kids. And I'm not the biggest fan of Dr. Phil, so I'll preface that before I say this. But it's like blaming the mother on her ex-husband's actions if she doesn't do enough to get the kids when he's the one at fault because he's acting the way he is feels like it feels very low to me.
And I think that he said where one is abusive and the other is unstable or something like that. I don't think Kim Kardashian is an unstable mother.
I think she's done everything she could to protect her kids.
I don't think anybody can get Kanye under control. Kanye can't seem to get Kanye under control, so I don't know why they would put that on Kim.
Yeah, it seems very unfair that the brunt of everything gets... Obviously, she's the mother of the children. She's going to do what she can to protect them. But to say, like, yeah, well, if she doesn't do enough, it's, you know, and getting him in control, man, that's his job to get himself under control.
Yeah, this is a complete BS statement by Dr. Phil just for headlines. There's no way that's happening.
Yeah, so that was from the Two Angry Men podcast. And obviously, like, I'm not an expert on legal stuff when it comes to foster care. But, I mean, when you see something like that, like, it's obviously pretty jarring. And he's doing it for exactly the reason you said, I think. All right, Kim Kardashian, she is ready to serve some justice to the criminals that robbed her 10 years ago in Paris.
I forgot about this. I was about to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, this was so long ago that you would have thought by now that some kind of justice had been served already. But right now, apparently, it is going to trial finally after an investigation was completed in 2021. So she is going to serve her testimony after they tried to rob her of $10 million in jewelry at gunpoint.
I was going to say, the details and when she... revealed the details of what they went through and tying her up and thinking that, you know, she was going to lose her life and never see her kids again. When she recounted what happened, that's traumatizing. I mean, you're going to have PTSD for the rest of your life because of that. Like, she deserves justice.
And didn't she have to deal with people thinking it was fake too?
Yes.
Like, nobody even believed it.
Yeah.
And I kind of get that to a point. Like, obviously, like, when someone says that something has happened to them and there's actually like evidence that it has happened to them, it's so important to believe them. But the Kardashians have such a reputation of doing things for headlines or stirring up drama. But this is not drama. Like, this is somebody's real life, real trauma that happened to them. I mean, obviously it is going to court, so it's not some kind of thing that they're just drilling up for ratings. And I can imagine that this would affect you on such a deep level. When you think you're untouchable, like when you are one of the most famous rich people in the world, and then you're put in that vulnerable position, like, I don't know how you move through the world with any kind of peace of mind whatsoever. All right. A new survey shows that Gen Z and millennials are not watching TV because they would rather tune in to this. I'll explain on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Can you guys think of a retired product that you would like to bring back if you could?
Already did, baby. Zaxby's milkshakes.
The milkshakes are back. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you did have something to do with that. Yeah.
It took years, but I made it happen.
Not all heroes wear capes. Sometimes they're just in the drive-thru line.
Uh-huh. And that's why I want a Gracie.
You beat them down, Zaxby's.
I did.
So there's this new survey out that said, like, most people want to see at least one retired product come back, right? And my immediate thought was, and I know I'm totally in the minority on this, but man, I loved the BlackBerry. I loved it. I loved the elevated buttons on it. For me, texting is such a hassle now on the iPhone, man. But when the buttons were elevated, I really liked it.
Didn't you get some kind of condom for your phone that turned it into a BlackBerry?
Yeah, but it also made it like 2.5 feet long.
It was 20 pounds.
Because you had to attach it to the back.
Yeah.
So I would bring back the BlackBerry if I could. How about you?
Shake weight.
Are you serious?
Any particular reason?
It's the only thing I can think of.
I actually had the visual of you doing the shake weight, and I'm like, I can't picture that, man.
What a ridiculous product that was.
It was stupid.
I can't believe there are a bunch of people around a boardroom that said, oh my God, what a great idea. Let's do it.
Let's see how much money the shake weight made. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Abby, what would you bring back?
For me, there's nothing more iconic, more classic, nothing I miss more than a fresh Snuggie. Do you remember when those were huge? Everyone was walking around with their Snuggies.
Yep.
Did Snuggies go away?
I haven't seen anybody wear a Snuggie in years. So if they're still out, they need like a resurgence. They need to be resurrected.
I'd bring back NSYNC. Does that count? Is that a product?
Yeah. I mean, technically, they are a product.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say One Direction, and then I got sad.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a real downer today, aren't you?
I'm sorry. I really don't mean to. You're not like fun dark mode, Abby. You're sad dark mode, Abby.
I'll try to change.
Other products that were listed here, like in the top five, were Sega and Nintendo consoles.
Nintendo's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Pepsi.
No. I don't even remember.
Sorry,
that.
What?
Remember the clear
not
Pepsi?
Not crystal meth Pepsi. Crystal Pepsi.
It was like so revolutionary. This was like back in like the like early like in the 90s.
I do not remember that.
But yeah, there was Pepsi and they made it clear. So Lord knows what they did to it to make it clear or what they actually it might have been better for you what they left out to make it clear. But yeah, it was completely clear, but it tasted like Pepsi, allegedly.
iPods was on the list, and this one might hit you, Kristen. Bubblegum jeans?
Bubblegum jeans.
I don't even know what those are.
I'm good either.
Where'd you find out about the shake weight?
According to a quick Google search, the shake weight, a product marketed as an as seen on TV fitness tool, generated $40 million in revenue.
Crazy. No way.
It is crazy.
Well, that little stupid thing.
$40 million. See? Somebody made $40 million with the shake weight.
It's always a way to get rich, man.
How much did that product make that Suzanne Summers had? It was the Thigh Master.
Okay.
You guys ever seen that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Thigh Master? Yeah. Okay, wait. Is this a game that we should play?
Maybe so. All right. So do you, you've been in the gym and you've seen that machine. Amanda calls it the yes no machine. Where your legs go out, your legs go in, and you're working your thighs and your hips and stuff like that.
The abductor, the adductor.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So this one was by a celebrity, Suzanne Summers, back in the day, and it was one you could have in your house, and it was the same thing. You pressed it in with your thighs and out, in and out, and out and out, and it was called the Thigh Master. And the infomercial was all over the place.
I mean, you couldn't get away from it. It was everywhere. Suzanne Summers, who sold the Thigh Master, estimated she made approximately $300 million on the product alone.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she did.
Are you out of your mind?
$300 million.
I'm creating something this weekend.
$300 million from the Thigh Master.
What?
There's a product that beats that, and it was mentioned already. The Snuggie. $500 million.
Come on.
Snuggie.
I bought one. Wore it to a Kentucky football game. Got on ESPN too.
Did you really? Once again, a reason why she won the Graces. Way ahead of all of us.
The Burt Show.
I'm sure it was the same for my parents, although I can't really remember the slang being as pronounced as it is now. But I know when my high school senior has a whole bunch of his friends over and they're talking, I get about every eighth word.
Skibbity.
What are you even saying? Right? So it's almost like a code that goes underneath a parent's radar, right? And Katie's starting to go through this very same thing with her girlfriend's daughter, right?
Yes. I've never felt more my age until I started texting with a 12-year-old. And I'm just trying to understand and walk this fine line of, okay, at what point do I stop trying to relate? And that's the battle that I have, because with my girlfriend's daughter, when she texts, it's already shorthand text, right? It's not how are you, it's HRU.
Right.
Right. And I'm not that person. I will text out like a full sentence. And so when we go back and forth, I try to shorten it, or I'll try to be like, yes, queen, or period. And all of that gets lost on her. She is the skibbity queen. What does skibbity mean? I do not know. And I'm like, what is this language that I feel like Gen Alpha is using? I don't understand it. That's the new generation that we need to be worried about.
And what generation do you identify with?
Millennial.
Yeah.
All right.
You're sounding a whole lot like a boomer right now.
Right. I think the worst thing you can do is try to be cool. That's just the absolute worst when you try to get in on what they're trying to say, man. You never look more corny than when you try to do that. I think with my kid, I just like, what are you saying, dude? I have no idea. What? Can you talk English to me?
So I'll just try to get her to explain something. So like I'll give you guys some examples. One day she was texting me and she was like, oh my gosh, the volleyball game today was just so mud. I'm like, so mud?
Mud.
Yeah, mud. Exactly. Right?
Mud.
Take a guess. What do you all think mud means?
Cool. Terrible.
Boring, because it's stuck. Like you're stuck in mud.
Abby was actually right.
What was it?
Context clues. It was so mud. I just said cool. Like it was so cool.
It's cool?
Yeah. Like,
why can't you just say cool? But why does mud mean end up being cool.
Because mud is
so
cool?
This is why I try to explain. I was like, where did you all come up with mud being cool? She's like, it just is what it is, Katie. Just accept it.
You can't ask for a definition.
I will say what's frustrating about Gen Alpha is they have the lamest slang of all the generations. Like, at least with Gen Z and Millennials and Gen X, like, I feel like our slang at least made sense. Like, you could kind of pick up on context clues, whereas skibbity and mud and toilet riz has to be some of the worst language to incorporate to sound cool.
This is how old I am. Every time I say, here's skibbity, my brain, I cannot stop it. It goes, skibbity doo da, skibbity day, like the old Disney movie. I'm that old.
You just skipped over.
Now, every time you hear it, you're going to think of that.
Yeah, I will.
But Abby, you're so right, because there was another day where we were talking about how her day was going after school and stuff. She's like, today was just like Ohio. And I was like, the state? They're like, what? What? And you guys want to take a guess at what Ohio means?
Lame.
Ohio means something?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, if it's like the state, then it's pretty bad.
He's saying hello? Ohio.
I wish, Mo. No, Ohio is bad. It's cringe. It's like, yeah.
It's Ohio.
Why are we using Ohio to describe, like...
Well, if you've ever visited, you get it.
They put that on a whole state, man.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I see that.
She's listed things, and I'm like, okay, so should I just accept the age and just continue texting my way, and we try to find like some middle ground?
No, just accept who you are.
Yes.
Accept who she is. Yep. The worst thing you can do is try harder to relate.
100%.
You just need to like embrace your generation and let her embrace hers.
We gotta get you like Duolingo, but for Gen Alpha.
We need to get you a little app where you can be like, mud, it means cool. Ohio, not cool.
Yeah, that's called UrbanDictionary.com. Oh, right. Yeah. But here's what you should do. I think that you should just start making up your own slang and texting it back and being like, it's what millennials say. You know,
that could backfire.
Like, that's so Idaho. You know, I just better figure out what that means.
And don't tell it.
It means slutty, by the way. Idaho.
No. We're not saying that to a 12-year-old.
No, I gotta learn one day.
All right, today is Thursday. We reserve Thursday for follow-up Thursdays, where you guys hit us up and you're like, "Bert Show, I need to know how this whole thing ended." And this one had everything to do with a background check and blackmail.
So Eileen had accidentally cost her company a significant amount of money, and the only person who knew about it was a coworker who was exploiting the situation.
Come on, Eileen.
What are we doing?
I was waiting for it.
What are we doing?
We did this the last time we talked about this.
She's jockeying for that Gracie. You need to tell her that's not the way to get it.
If I'm following Kristen's track record, I have 19 years to campaign. I hate to break it to you. You got 22. 22 years to campaign.
Her coworker was using this information to manipulate her, consistently dumping extra work on her and forcing her to complete her projects under the implied threat of exposing her mistake to management. Desperate for a solution, Eileen reached out to us to do a background check on her blackmailing coworker. She hoped to find some dirt on him that would make him stop. A background check uncovered some juicy information about her coworker's dating history. Mm. There were multiple public posts from women describing terrible dating experiences with this guy, including stories about him getting extremely drunk, leaving women to pay the bill, passing out at bars, etc. So we suggested Eileen use this information strategically, not to get him fired, but to passive-aggressively make him back off from overloading her with work. We recommended her casual mention she saw these online posts, giving him a subtle hint that she had compromising information about him, too. So did she take our advice or not?
The update reads, "Hi, Bert Show."
Hey.
Hi. "I was pretty fired up when we got off the phone, but once the adrenaline died down, I stopped being so confident that the blackmail you guys had so kindly collected for me was enough to really protect my job. Sure, it was embarrassing, and I was thrilled to hear that the guy is as sleazy as I'd always suspected, but being a drunk on dates isn't something I can bring to our boss, and what he's got on me could still directly threaten my career. So I just sat on it. I didn't tell him or send it anywhere until he came to me on a Friday morning with a cartoonish stack of papers. He dropped them on my desk and asked for my help organizing some in-office operational files. Let me just tell you, this was not something that has ever been my responsibility. This was slack work you hand off to an intern, not a colleague. And who prints out documents like this? He just wanted to make a big show of giving me homework that could have been an email. So I looked into his big, dumb smile. And I told him yes, I would take care of everything. And then I was glad he dropped by my cubicle because I had something delicate I wanted to discuss with him. Feigning the utmost concern, I let him know that I had seen something worrisome on a dating Facebook group I was part of. His face dropped and he asked me to send him what I was talking about. I said sure. And 5 minutes later, dropped my own stack of papers on his desk filled with the screenshots of disgruntled dates calling him a drunkie. It was very satisfying. He literally went white as a ghost. He thanked me for sharing. And honestly, we've not really spoken since. He's clearly mortified. And even though I did take care of the Slack work, I have a feeling he won't be giving me anything to do ever again. Will he retaliate against me? I hope not. If he does, at least I was able to drop this final bomb. Thanks a bunches. Come on, Eileen.
Hey, don't be so Ohio about this.
I was just thinking, I wonder in the history of the Gracie if they've ever listened to that personality after they've awarded it and then come back and said, we're going to have to take that away.
Revoked
your Gracie.
You're going to need some grace for that Gracie.
Because right now you're walking a fine line.
Okay, got it.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I always have mixed emotions when Mo is talking about his family, right? Usually it's like, oh man, I wish I would have grown up with a family like that because you guys are so tight. You do everything together. You spend holidays together and it's a big old family. And then there are other times where I'm like, I sure am glad I come from a dysfunctional family that has all these cutoffs because, man, the more family you have, the more people you have to please and the more complicated it gets.
You pay for it.
So which one are we going for on this one?
Yeah, you definitely pay for having a tight connection with your family and always feeling like you got to show up and you got to be there. So I spoke about this dilemma last week where I'm caught in between wanting to do two really important things. And one is for myself. One is for my family, because it, as life would have it, my dude comes to me with this opportunity for the both of us to host a after party, a private event after a concert, which there's going to be a lot of big wigs there. And it'll be a great opportunity for us.
Like when you say big wigs, are we talking about A-listers that most people would know about?
Absolutely.
I mean, life-changing, career-changing?
Could be.
Really?
See, but that's the thing, right? When you get put into a room with these kinds of people, it could be nothing or it could be everything. You don't really know. You got to be there to find out.
Yeah, I think I've said this before also, that somebody told me a long time ago that there's a king in every audience, meaning there's one person in every room that you're in that can make your career really open up a lot of doors for you, and you just never know who that king is.
Exactly. And so I hate to have to miss one of those opportunities. I really don't want to, but of course, right after I get this news, before I could even tell my family about this news, I get a phone call from my baby sister, and she tells me, Reese, I finally got my very first professional art show in New York City, and I'm really hoping that the entire family can be there. So I'm like, of course, I'll be there whenever. When is it? Tell me. And it's the same weekend.
And if anybody's ever seen your sister's artwork, she is so crazy talented.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't just some, like, amateur, you know, show up after school, whatever. No, your sister and her artwork, it's absolutely stunning. Like, she is a very accomplished artist. And this is, I'm sure, a big deal at a big art gallery.
Huge deal. Huge art gallery. She's going to be amongst the professionals that have influenced her and have inspired her. And now she gets to stand on the same stage with them and present her work. And it's, I had to explain that to a couple of people because I think a lot of people were trying to help me. Like, Mo, listen, you're a great guy. You're a family guy. Everybody knows it. You can choose yourself. It's fine. And I agree. And a lot of the time I would choose myself. But in this particular case, like for her, this is her coming out party. This is a big deal. And this is, it reminds me of when I wanted to do my very first comedy show, a paid show where I knew I had all that pressure on me. And I went to my family and I was like, I need y'all there. And they were front row. And it really, really helped me. And I'll never forget that.
It's like her first game in the bigs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can't miss that.
Yeah. Like, that's
right.
It. Like if you're doing it, it's like it's her first game in the big leagues. And of course you want to be there to see how she's going to do.
And so what made it interesting is last week when I came on and spoke about it, I said that her show was on Sunday night and the concert was on Friday night. Now, the issue is that the concert is in California. Her show is in New York. Couldn't be further apart in this country, right? Of course. So I'm like, okay, but I still can do it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still wiggle room to make it happen. Now, the part I was forced to leave out at that time was because her show happens to be happening on my other sister's 30th birthday. Literally, the next day is my other sister's 30th birthday.
Oh, no.
The family felt bad. So at first it was like, okay, this is cool. I can do both. But they felt bad. And so they were having a surprise party for my sister's 30th birthday the night before, which I would have to miss that because I wouldn't be able to get back to New York in time if I go to the concert.
Complication.
Right. But I couldn't say that part because it was a surprise and I wasn't trying to ruin the surprise. But that's when everybody was like, just go Saturday. I'm like, I can't. Right. But then, so I was like, you know what? There'll be other concerts. That was my initial thought, right? Like, I don't want to miss my sister's 30th and it's too much going on. Mm-hmm. Let me just go be with my family. All of the stuff that's going on around me anyway, I need to be with my family. And then I make that decision and I get the call from my sister like, yeah, we're not doing the surprise anymore. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. At this point, I'm not going around my family anymore. Now you're pissing me off.
this is like standard.
Exactly.
I feel like this is standard for your family. Like they throw these details at you at the very last minute or just enough to where you make a decision. Now you gotta rethink it all over again.
1,000% that's what happened. But the good thing is, because I know my family, I didn't go and cancel my plans and cancel everything yet. I stood on it, which I'm so glad I did, because had I done that, I would have been really upset. So now they don't even know if my other sister is coming to celebrate her birthday or not. So at this point, I'm like, you know what? I think the best thing for me to do, I can't miss my sister's event, but I'm just going to try to pull off both. It's going to be a very long weekend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough, but I got it in me. I can do it. So I'll have to be in California on Friday night, and then I don't know if I'm going to catch the red eye or the first thing out Saturday morning to make it back to New York to be there for my sister on Sunday night.
Well, good for you for having good intent on this, but what a stressful weekend also. Like, just hoping. Look, when I'm taking a flight these days, man, I just assume there's going to be some, it's going to be delayed. There's going to be something that goes wrong.
Why are you putting that in the universe?
Right? Because it happens so often on so many different flights, and he's on such a little narrow window right now.
That's true. I'm just, my thing is, I can use all of Saturday to get there. And her show is not on Sunday morning, which is another good thing. Like, God forbid something happens, I can still get there Sunday and I'd be fine. I think because it's Friday night to Sunday night, I'll be all right.
Will you be traveling by yourself, or will you be traveling with either your lady or your best friend?
I'm going to be traveling with my best friend.
You're going to miss that flight.
The Burt Show. Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A couple of breaks ago, we were talking about the different infomercial products that we wish we could bring back, and then it sort of became a competition as to whose product was making the most money. And I almost said one during the break, but I was like, we just talked about the Snuggie. I've already won the who made the most money with their infomercial competition. And I found one product that I would love to bring back that made double what the Snuggie made. Does anybody remember?
And you said the Snuggie was $400 million? Is that what we said?
$500 million.
Does anyone remember? The ShamWow. Oh, the ShamWow guy. The ShamWow made $1 billion.
What?
It cost him $20,000 to make the infomercial out in Glendale, California. And this man who started it, sold it, did all the things, made $1 billion for a rag.
Yeah. I remember that commercial, man. It was every day, every single day. Didn't something happen with him, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
I feel like, it was like a scandal or something.
Yeah, he was arrested. So, because I thought there was I confused him with the other guy that unfortunately passed away.
Oh, Billy Mays.
The OxyClean guy?
OxyClean.
Yeah.
But the ShamWow guy, they describe him in Google, peddling absorbent towels and food choppers, was arrested, I don't have the date, on felony battery charge following a violent confrontation with the lady of the night in his South Beach hotel room. That was in 2009.
And from ShamWow to BAM! Wow.
Still
Yeah. That was good. Someone in their car laughed somewhere.
Somebody somewhere. Not here, but somewhere.
Somebody somewhere.
Not here.
All right. Gen Z apparently is not watching TV. Apparently they are tuning in to something else. So Deloitte just conducted a survey where they found out that 56% of Gen Zs and 43% of millennials find social media content to be way more relevant and way more relevant than traditional TV shows and movies, saying they feel a stronger connection to social media personalities over actors than film and TV.
This is crazy, man. The whole entertainment industry, you know, is just being turned on its head now from us old schoolers. When you look at radio now and all the things that we're competing with podcasts and with YouTube, and now it's TV and movies also. Like, my kid doesn't watch things on Netflix unless he's with his parents. He is watching YouTube. He is watching TikTok. He is on Instagram. All that short form content. Everything is being changed.
I don't think TV and movies will ever go away just because I feel like there's such a need for storytelling and that kind of escapism that vlogging isn't going to provide you. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love to tune in to an Alex Earl vlogs. I love to see her bopping around in her little South Beach outfits and her little NFL man. But that's only so fun for so long because I'm like, well, that's just somebody's life. I want to tune in to a show where it's an alternate reality and there's a storyline and something that I'm not going to expect coming. So, I do think that it is going to dwindle, but we're never going to get rid of it.
No.
Netflix is always going to be around. All right, the University of Maryland says
that's what they said about Sharper Image.
Well, that's what they said about Blockbuster.
All right, the University of Maryland will have a pretty interesting commencement speech from an unexpected guest that when I explain to you who it is, I think it'll make a lot more sense. So apparently, University of Maryland is going to have Kermit the Frog deliver their university's 2025 commencement address on May 21st. Now, this is very exciting news for Rebecca, who is a big Muppet stan. But apparently he had already come out to the University of Maryland in fall of 2024 as a part of a lecture series, and it was completely sold out. So
I believe it.
I think all the students are going to be very excited about this, but it makes a lot of sense because the Muppets creator Jim Henson actually graduated from the University of Maryland back in 1960. So there is a Muppet tie-in, so it's not completely random.
All right. Because I was thinking initially, like, if I spent 4 or 5 years at University of Maryland and this is what you guys came up with, like, this was a last minute idea.
Absolutely not.
I would have been so honored
to have Kermit the Frog speak at my commencement speech.
I would want to hear from somebody who actually like went to college and then had to like have a real story to help me get through something in life.
He has a story.
It ain't easy being green.
That's what you're gonna tell me?
Yes.
That's it. That's the whole speech.
There's more.
You're gonna tell a black guy it ain't easy being green?
That's why I'm saying it, Cassie,
because
anybody can relate his freaking mouth.
Yeah.
He gets it.
I wouldn't imagine, Kermit. I don't know. Must be tough for you, little buddy.
You feel his pain, Maurice.
Okay.
Do the Muppets have origin stories? Like, do we know what Kermit's origin story was?
Mm-hmm. No.
Just Jim Henson's brain.
Or did he just show up?
Yeah, that's it.
Rebecca knows the origin story.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, she does. Come on, Rebecca.
Go for it.
So they were originally created for SNL in like the 60s, which a lot of people don't know. But Kermit, he was like one of the original characters and he has a backstory. He's an uncle. He has a nephew and he's just a little green guy who's like Jim Henson's kind of like part of him. It's like an extension of Jim Henson.
He's an uncle and a nephew.
There it is.
Okay.
In an abusive relationship.
That's your speaker, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, what was that? What was that last part, Rebecca?
He's been in a long, extensive, abusive relationship with Miss Piggy.
Yeah, that is true.
Yep.
Talk about that.
Okay. Well, JoJo Siwa is selling a VIP package where you can pay to help set up her tour. I'm going to explain on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.